When you go for a new job, there's one thing that we all have to do, and that is write a resume. It's got your name on it, your contact details, the recent jobs you've done, why you're awesome, as well as a couple of people who'll talk you up to get you that job. So after you put in all that work, you'd want it to be read, yeah? Well, what if I told you that there's a bit of a push against the resume, the CV, because recruiters may not be reading them after all? I need to know if this is true for you, for me, when we start going for our next job. So in the office today, let's ask a New South Wales-based recruitment specialist from People Fusion, Sally Bartley. Good morning.
Good morning, Kaya. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I am shook by this.
I know, and I hope it's not true.
Tell me it's not true.
I hope not. But look, the realities are, I think when we talk about hiring managers, they're getting bombarded with so many resumes. So we're in a world of how do we stand out?
Mm. But then the resume is such a quick way. You know, we're told it should be 1 to 2 pages. It lists your attributes. Like, I feel like that's easy for a recruiter to read than, say, pages and pages of essays or documents or supporting documents.
Yeah, and spot on. 1 to 2 pages, brilliant. We always say to people, if it needs to be 3 or 4, as long as it's really clear and to the point, but importantly, it's put forward for the right roles.
Mm. Why is the resume important? Why have we seen it as such a staple of our job applications up until this point?
I think it's that quick find in telling us that snapshot about the person so we can make that decision around, are we going to get them in? Are we going to talk to them on the phone? That type of thing. So I still see it as being a really important part, but it's only one smaller part now of what is that daunting process of applying for a role.
It's such a process. There's sometimes extra exams.
Yes.
There's sometimes tasks. There's sometimes multiple interviews.
Yes.
Why are we seeing it get so hard?
Yeah. Oh, look, I think we're in such a big, there are a lot of people looking for work. And look, the realities are, I mean, recently we had a role that was a very straightforward administrative role. We had over 200 applications.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've physically got 3 people in our office working through those. So, you know, reading each of those applications. But in this day and age, we've got great technology platforms coming in that help point us to talent quickly.
What are they looking for? Like when you have 3 people working on 200 applications, are they reading every single word?
Not every single word. And this is a really key important point, and I think a great tip for listeners that are out there, you know, looking. We're looking for keywords. So we're actually looking for things that have been mentioned in the advertisement that are standing out. So it's actually capturing those quickly to identify and continue to read so that we find out more about the right candidates. Because the reality are, out of that 200, there were probably, you know, 10 to 12% that were actually really suitable for that role. It can sometimes be more than that. So it can be a much larger pool that you have to interview and go through.
Mm. Do you see that pretty quickly? And that's where a resume is good. You can see pretty quickly if they have the skills, the attributes that you need.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, has the person taken the time in their application? Really simple things. And you wouldn't, it does actually happen daily. But, you know, they're applying for a role. It might be called an admin assistant. And their application says, I would love to apply for the reception role. Mm. So automatically, you can see they're really just blasting it out through different like Seek platforms and what have you, applying for multiple roles quickly.
Yeah, so take that time.
Take the time.
If we were to flip it over, what's not to love about resumes? Why might we be seeing some recruitment specialists saying, enough, we're done?
I think because they are getting so much volume. And unfortunately, and what can we do about that as people looking for work, etc.? Only apply for things that we're suitable for would help with that. And also recruiters can actually start to write better job ads. Yeah, so they can be really specific around what they are looking for also, not broad and open.
I love that you've said that because I feel like so much of the time the onus is on the person who just really wants to work and to find that job, and they're doing their best to meet that advertisement, but sometimes it can be really
very broad. Vague, yes. So no, there's
nut
certainly...
Nut it down what you want, people. Help us
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
This text says, I'm a business owner. I read the resume to make sure they've read the position details I am asking for. But beyond that, it means little. My experience is most applicants lie on their resume. It's frustrating.
Oh, dear.
We don't do that. You'll get caught up straight away.
Absolutely. And also with your resume, you've put all that effort into it. Make sure you've updated it on LinkedIn. Get it out on Seek. Don't be frightened of doing video resumes if you've asked to. They can be extremely daunting. But in the day of technology, we're quite used to doing, you know, a little video for our friends, you know, and things
like
that. Oh, yes,
but they're not to be judged by a potential boss.
This is true. But, yeah, these are the sorts of tools that we're absolutely seeing coming through, as well as all that cognitive-based assessments once you're in the process. Certainly organisations are using those to take away the bias.
Mm. I'm glad you mentioned LinkedIn, because I was wondering if an online resume site like that is sort of what employers are asking for instead, like a link to that instead of a paper thing.
Yeah, some are actually. And look, sometimes we'll receive them in that format as well. And opposite to that is the recruiter's role is to also find talent that aren't necessarily looking, and they'll do that through the likes of LinkedIn. So, you know, you could be sitting at work and not realising that someone's actually about to give you a call because they're really interested in your background, and you've got tick there on LinkedIn that you are interested in hearing about new ideas.
Mm. I find that really overwhelming, because with Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and this one and that one, like LinkedIn is the one that I think even for me falls down first. Why should I be putting a little bit more attention? Not that I'm looking for work. Why should I be making sure that's up to date though?
I think it's your personal brand, out within your, even colleagues within your industry and whatnot. It's an opportunity for them to engage with you too. So even if you're not looking for work, you know, I would highly recommend keeping it updated and fresh.
Mm. This texter says the whole recruitment process is broken. As a white male between 50 to 60, I see the words diversity and inclusion as telling me I have no hope. I'm seriously experienced with 2 degrees. I tailor every cover letter to the job and change the resume as well. Most people who apply for jobs can do the work. Fitting in is the key. The recruitment process is broken. I've just left the most diverse work environment I've ever worked in. Mutual respect, assistance came first. Recruitment processes don't cover that. It is hard to know someone's going to fit from paper.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the paper shouldn't be the decision-making tool right at that end part. It is just that, are we going to get them in and are we going to speak to them, because we can see that there's lots of transferables. And it's so heartbreaking to hear. We do a lot of outplacement as well, and people are sending out lots of applications and spending so much time. It can be like a full-time job when you're sitting at home applying for roles, and they're simply not hearing back.
What about older workers?
Yeah, look, great question. I have a couple of top questions that I get asked constantly, and one of them is about, I feel like I'm being really discriminated around my age, and that's from my CV. So I work with them to say, look, don't put your date of birth on. You're not required to. If you really feel that that is something that's getting in the way there, I would hate to think that it is, but ultimately that's how they're feeling. And there's other things to do, like, you know, only put your last 8 to 10 years of experience on your CV. Start to take away things that you feel like they might be judging you on if it is around age. As I said, I'd hate to think that that is the case, but there are things that you can do like that to help.
Yeah, and just making sure that you've got the most appropriate information on there for the job that you're going for, as you said.
Absolutely.
So you don't think they're going anywhere just yet? We should still be spending time on resumes?
I certainly would.
Oh, Sally, it's been really great to chat through this with you today. Thank you so much for coming into
Pleasure.
The studio.
Thank you.
That's our Sally Bartley there from People Fusion talking resumes. This text says it's unfortunate when you see a resume that says insert name here where the applicant's name should appear. Look, let's go back to basics. Just take a bit of time, people. If you're applying for a job, take a bit of time. Make sure you've changed the thing that you're copying and pasting. It's okay to do it because we know it's tough. Just reel it in a little bit, and just before you hit send,